Attorney General Rob Bonta has joined more than 20 states in yet again suing the United States Department of Justice. At issue, new conditions that will cut off federal grants from being used to provide legal services to undocumented immigrants. Those grants under the Victims of Crime Act and the Violence Against Women Act are meant to help survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking, and many other crimes. Bonta says the vague definition of legal services could force nonprofits to pull back from helping victims with even basic protections such as restraining orders or housing disputes, out of fear of losing funding. Attorney General Rob Bonta says the policy would make communities less safe.
That they are arbitrary and capricious in violation of the Administrative Procedures Act because the DOJ offered no meaningful justification for this abrupt change midstream, and that they don't hold up to long-standing federal regulations, which explicitly state that access to victim services doesn't depend on immigration status. These conditions aren't only unlawful, and they're unlawful in all of those ways I just stated, they are also reckless. They undermine the very mission of victim services to help survivors rebuild their lives and bring offenders to justice. Today, we're taking action to defend the rights of survivors of crime and to protect the funding that helps keep our communities safe.
Under the new federal restrictions, California could lose at least $94 million in victim support funds this year alone. Already, some service providers say they're feeling the effects not from actual funding cuts, but from the chilling rhetoric already being pushed around the lawsuit. They warn that survivors are more hesitant to seek help and staff are uncertain what services may be suddenly considered off limits.
You know, submitting requests for funding reimbursement and having those requests kicked back because they're unallowable, that presents a real challenge to us in having to discern, you know, just serving everyone. Everyone deserves to receive the same services, and for us to be kind of forced into a position where we have to screen makes it extremely challenging for us.
And I just want to quickly add that we are already seeing a lot of the fear from our undocumented survivors with the rhetoric of the news and also with the ICE raids that they're seeing in their community throughout the recent months. So we are actually seeing a drop in the number of hotline calls to our number, and people are not coming to seek safety in our shelter and our housing program. So even without this funding cut as of now, we're still seeing the negative impact because of what's going on with the rhetoric.
The lawsuit argues the new restrictions are unconstitutional, arbitrary, and unlawful. Nearly 1 million Californians relied on these victim assistance programs last year. Support the state leaders now say is under threat. The case is now pending in federal court in Rhode Island. For KPFA, I'm Shania Anderson.